local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, you made it to Friday, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's hot forecast on the way. I mean, not like a hot take. I mean, like literally hot forecast is on the way. 73 now. First, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, a perfect start to the morning so far. Accident-free conditions and no delays from Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway all the way to the 1065 split. For Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, we've had light traffic so far and no delays through the city. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear this weekend, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Stay July 1st to check-in at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go to Grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Paid for by a committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Well, the state senate election's coming soon.
And the two choices couldn't be more different.
I agree. I can't vote for Chris Elliott. Chris Elliott supported Build Baldwin Now. You know that property tax increase the county commission tried to pass a couple of years ago.
The one the voters rejected?
That's the one. And Chris Elliott received over $250,000 from Montgomery Special Interests, the same special interests that want to restrict gun rights and support Common Core. Now, they want to raise our gas taxes by 12 cents a gallon.
Baldwin County is taxed enough. I could never vote for Chris Elliott. That's why I'm supporting David Northcutt.
Me too. David Northcutt has pledged to not raise our taxes.
David Northcutt will shake up Montgomery and fight for us. That's what he's already done.
Anyone that Montgomery wants to stop is the best choice for us. We all need to vote David Northcutt.
Tell your friends. Vote David Northcutt for State Senate on July 17th.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
All right, 6:09 FM Talk 106.5, and welcome to Friday. It is Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course, it is a Friday. That means Alec Naiman joins us, and we'll find out what's cooking. Hey, speaking of Dr. Bill, too, I'm going to have to ask more about this at 6:35 when he joins us to talk more about our forecast for the weekend. Because I'm looking at the showers this morning. There's one wave that has now gone south of us. You know, one of those things that those of us who go to work early in the morning, you see the flashes of the lightning.
Mm-hmm, the light show.
Which people often, I grew up saying the same thing, so I'm not casting aspersions. I say, well, it's heat lightning. And I thought it was something different. There's no such thing. All it is that there's a thunderstorm at a distance where you can't hear, but the light's reflecting from the bottom of the other clouds, and you're seeing it. It's still lightning.
I've always thought the exact same thing. I always thought that if it was up there in the clouds and far off in the distance, that it was just heat lightning.
Right.
I was wrong.
But, well, wait, heat lightning, it is lightning. It's lightning that's flashing from a storm so far that you're not hearing the thunder, but you're seeing the reflection of the light off the belly of the clouds that are hanging over. So that's how you see that. So those were moving. Those storms this morning were moving from north to south. There's another set of these storms looking at right now on radar, affecting looks like Clark County up into Washington County, and Sumter County, Choctaw County, up there coming out of the Mississippi, coming out of Mississippi Meridian area and coming on down. And they're moving from north to south. Last night, got those warnings. Of course, they ran here on FM Talk 106.5, got them on my phone as well, that the severe thunderstorm warning was happening. So I fired up the radar.
Mm-hmm.
I was working out in the yard, said, okay, let me see. And the storms were up like Montgomery.
Huh.
And they were pouring from north to south really fast. And, if it was a front, which it wasn't, as a front, they will come with some angle of east-west in their north. They come from our west, and they go, okay.
Right.
Or if they are normal afternoon sea breeze thunderstorms, they track all different ways, but they usually form along a boundary that's a certain distance in from the Gulf, right? They form in the mornings, they're out offshore, and they move from south to north, mm-hmm. and they seem to build from south to north when they pop back up in the afternoons. This thing yesterday, that line of thunderstorms, I don't know if you saw it, it was almost across the entire state at one point, and it traveled from northeast to southwest. It was really odd, and it's kind of setting up that way again this morning. So I want to find out from Dr. Bill, what the heck is going on, man?
Yeah, some amazing pictures I saw yesterday of the clouds rolling in. Cassie Fambro, one of our friends at the station, she put up just an amazing picture. I think she was outside of a Walgreens here in Mobile. I'm not sure which one, but you have to check this picture out of the clouds rolling in. It's very ominous.
There's never a better place to do your storm watching than the parking lot of the Walgreens,
that's
right?
That's right.
Right. Well, I want to talk more about this coming up with Dr. Bill at 6:35. Now we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Severe weather across the state of Alabama last night has been blamed for at least one death, multiple injuries, and thousands without electricity. In Lineville, a man was killed when a tree fell on top of his vehicle. That's according to police. One woman in Huntsville, she was rushed to the hospital after she was struck by lightning. And in Madison County, the National Weather Service clocked winds estimated at 100 miles per hour in the Killingsworth Cove area. That's equivalent, they say, to a Category 2 hurricane. And Alabama Power tweeted at 9:45 p.m., about 4,600 without power in the area, mostly in Baymanette, Citronelle, Bruton, and Thomasville. And that crews would work throughout the night to restore power. Be sure to stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings as our very own Dr. Bill will give you the forecast as to what you can expect for today. We'll learn a little bit more about what happened last night and what you can expect going into the holiday weekend. Senator Doug Jones may soon have an opponent as Representative Bradley Byrne confirms that he is considering a move based on feedback and support from voters as to whether or not he should challenge Jones for his seat. If Byrne, who is a Republican, does challenge Jones, a Democrat, this would be for the 2020 election. Byrne is from Fairhope, and he told The Hill, quote, "I've made one initial drive around the state to talk to people. I feel like I need to make some more drives around the state to talk to some more people. I feel like I've got plenty of time to make the decision, but I feel like I've had a lot of encouragement from people." And he goes on to say that it was a greater than 50% chance that he would enter the race. Representative Byrne is not expected to make a final decision until roughly this time next year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager is in jail in Mobile charged with murder. 17-year-old Jaden Little's mother turned him in to police after driving him to the police station last night. Mobile police say Little shot and killed Richard Mose in a car on Mohawk Street Sunday night. Investigators believe Little and Mose knew each other. Mobile police are cracking down on the homeless hanging out in downtown Mobile. At least 6 arrests on Thursday's jail log involved the homeless with charges including public intoxication, indecent exposure, and trespassing. The city tells News 5 the effort follows the brutal daytime attack of a woman in a parking garage at the RSA Tower.
You know, a lot of people want to be able to walk down the sidewalk without being harassed.
And the Public Safety Director James Barber, some people we spoke with say there is a need for more programs to help the homeless. Someone is calling people pretending to be with the Saraland Police Department saying they have outstanding warrants and must have a payment to avoid arrest. Police say, in this case, the caller ID shows the actual number of the Saraland Police Department. Police say no one with the department or Saraland Municipal Court will call citizens on the phone. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Radio station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at Goldfinger's on Dolphin Street and in Saraland. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including the best chicken fingers for you and your friends, as well as a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, an inshore fishing charter from Gray Gulf Charters, better on deck chairs and table from Old Time Feed, and a Liberty Pet Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at FMTalk1065.com and our Facebook. Local business, local winners. From your local hometown radio station. Register now through Tuesday at Goldfinger's on Dolphin Street and in Saraland for the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 1065.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile, weekdays at noon for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpopped culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 1065. Turning up your voice.
Good morning, 617 on FM Talk 1065. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Oregon State Beavers are your 2018 College World Series champions.
So it was that, and I did not watch the game. This is my first hearing about it. You're hearing my legitimate reaction. So if somebody would have just called the ball in the night before last game.
Yes, a foul ball hit down the right field line. Oh. Arkansas was leading 3-2 in the ninth inning with two outs. Nobody calls the ball with
three Razorbacks
surrounding the ball. It hits the ground. Oregon State goes on to win on Wednesday night, and then last night they shut out Arkansas 5-0 to win their third national championship in school history. Here's that final call.
The Beavers are on top of the college baseball world again.
Oregon State won two games in a row on Wednesday and Thursday after they lost that first game of the three-game series. Freshman pitcher Kevin Abel threw a complete game shutout for the Beavers, allowing only two hits while striking out 10.
I can't believe I went nine innings. I've never done that on this stage or at all in college, and that was phenomenal. I was just bracing for impact, that's for sure.
He sounds like a freshman, doesn't he?
He sounds fresh
out of high school.
He does.
Oregon State catcher Adley Rutschman had three hits at the plate, setting the all-time College World Series record with 17 hits in the CWS. The championship win is Oregon State's third in school history. Arkansas' season ends with a record of 48-21. It was the second time in school history that the Hogs played for the title, and for the second time, they came up short. The Mobile Bay Bears opened up a six-game away series against the Biloxi Shuckers with a 9-4 win on Thursday night. The Shuckers struck first, scoring four runs in the second inning. From then on, it was all Mobile. Bay Bears catcher Jack Kruger had three hits and four RBI, including a two-run homer in the fifth inning. Tonight, Mobile and Biloxi play game two of the series. First pitch is set for 6:35. The NFL officially suspended Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston for the first three games of the season on Thursday. The NFL said its investigation found the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback inappropriately touched a female Uber driver in March of 2016 in Scottsdale, Arizona. Winston was never arrested or criminally charged in the case. Along with a three-game suspension, the NFL stated that the 24-year-old Alabama native is, quote, required to obtain a clinical evaluation and fully cooperate in any recommended program of therapeutic intervention. He was also informed further violations could lead to more substantial discipline, including a potential ban from the NFL. Winston issued a statement Thursday apologizing to the female Uber driver, announcing he has eliminated alcohol from his life and accepting the NFL's suspension.
Ah, there you go.
There you go. On the PGA Tour, Andrew Landry and J.J. Spahn are tied for the lead following round one of the Quicken Loans National. Both players shot 7-under par. Billy Horschel and Andrew Putnam each shot 6-under par. They're tied for third place. Tiger Woods started his day with a double bogey on the sixth hole, but made birdies on 14 and 16 to finish at even par, tied in 48th place. And Ricky Fowler joined Woods at even par. He finished his round with two birdies and two bogeys. In the World Cup on Thursday, Colombia defeated Senegal 1-0 to finish at the top of Group H. Colombian forward James Rodriguez left the game in the first half with what appeared to be a calf injury that also kept him out of the opening game. Japan lost to Poland 1-0 but advanced to the round of 16. Japan was tied for second place in Group H with Senegal, but they won the tiebreaker by having fewer yellow cards or penalties. Tunisia beat Panama 2-1, although neither team advanced to play in the knockout round. And Belgium defeated England 1-0 to take first place in Group G, with England finishing second. Both will advance to the round of 16. There are no games today, and that round of 16 begins on Saturday with France taking on Argentina at 9 a.m., followed by Uruguay and Portugal at 1 p.m. 6:20 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Okay, so I just learned, what, which is not a big surprise, learned some new soccer info. Okay, so basically, if the GPAs are tied, you go to your conduct grade?
That's right. It's actually a new rule put in place by FIFA, and they call it the fair play rule.
So
and
it's tie game. Let's see who...
who had the fewer penalties, the fewer disciplinary issues in those three games.
Well, which it might be fair to say that, well, I don't know, though, because it, because you could say, listen, the person that had the higher number of yellow cards or whatever, used something other than the rules of the game to get to where they were, because they were, but if you're penalized, when that yellow card comes out, you're penalized, right?
Right.
So then all things are, you took it.
You took the penalty already.
Right, you did your time.
Right.
So why is that, you know, if somebody goes in, they commit some crime, you know, something, they're jaywalking. They're drunk jaywalking.
Yes.
And they get arrested for, they have to go, I don't know, but two-bit scenario here. They go do time for drunk jaywalking. Once they get out, they have served their debt to society.
Yes.
Right? Now they're equal. So the team that got more yellow cards, they paid the price during the game, and now it's being used against them.
I'd personally prefer if they used another game metric other than the penalties to decide the winner, maybe the strength of the wins that they had in those first three games, or maybe, I don't know, shots on goal. Something that helps drive offensive play, I think, would be better.
Right.
But the penalties, I mean, there's been a ton in the past, so maybe cleaning up the game that way makes it a little bit easier to watch.
Obviously, they're trying to motivate that better behavior during the game. And no word on if feats of strength by a selected champion of each team after the game would
be? No, okay. Not yet.
All
no.
right. All right. Thank
not
you, Dalton.
The XFL.
All right. Just trying to figure this out. 6:22. We'll be right back.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, beautiful ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far this morning, from Daphne to Spanish Fort, won't find any delays. From the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Rangeline Road, Theodore Dawes Road, and Schillinger, it's a good ride so far. Market in the Park is back this Saturday and every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama Farmers Market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 6:25, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Good news may soon pull into our Mobile port, as more funding could be headed our way for three more littoral combat ships. On Thursday, Congress moved one step closer to making that happen in its 2019 budget cycle, something Austal USA, based right here in Mobile, is keeping their eyes on. But here's the snag. Congress has not settled on a definitive number of LCS contracts, nor do we know how many of those contracts would go to Austal, which is one of two LCS builders. Back in May, the House passed a 2019 National Defense Authorization Act, known as NDAA, and that authorized the construction of three LCSs. On June 18th, the Senate passed a 2019 NDAA, authorizing just one. And then Thursday, the House passed its version of the 2019 NDAA. Representative Byrne says that he was, quote, pleased to see the bill make progress toward building a 355-ship Navy fleet, and that the overall bill at $675 billion continues, quote, a long-needed rebuilding of our nation's military. The Appropriations Act provides the money for the priorities mapped out in the NDAA. The Senate, though, has yet to pass its own version of this act, but on Thursday, the Senate Appropriations Committee, chaired by Senator Richard Shelby, passed a version that funds two LCS contracts, as well as one of the expeditionary fast transports also built by Austal. So once the full Senate passes its version of the Appropriations Act, another conference committee will meet again and figure out differences between it and the House version. The bills ultimately signed by President Donald Trump called for three. The U.S. Navy will then decide how many LCSs will call Mobile home. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
627 FM Talk 106.5. Kelly, you're correct. LCSs, but I just would call them like LCSIs or something. What would the proper plural of
LCSs?
Yeah, that doesn't sound correct. Right. But it's correct. I mean, she's absolutely correct. It's just, I would, you know, like, fungus and fungi, I would be LESIs.
Yeah, maybe like Attorneys General, LCS.
Dr. Bill's coming up next. Y'all stay close.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager is in jail in Mobile charged with murder. 17-year-old Jaden Little's mother turned him in to police after driving him to the police station last night. Mobile police say Little shot and killed Richard Mose in a car on Mohawk Street Sunday night. Investigators believe Little and Mose knew each other. Mobile police are cracking down on the homeless hanging out in downtown Mobile. At least six arrests on Thursday's jail log involved the homeless, with charges including public intoxication, indecent exposure, and trespassing. The city tells News 5 the effort follows the brutal daytime attack of a woman in a parking garage at the RSA Tower.
You know, a lot of people want to be able to walk down the sidewalk without being harassed.
And Public Safety Director James Barber, some people we spoke with say there is a need for more programs to help the homeless. Someone is calling people pretending to be with the Saraland Police Department, saying they have outstanding warrants and must have a payment to avoid arrest. Police say, in this case, the caller ID shows the actual number of the Saraland Police Department. Police say no one with the department or Saraland Municipal Court will call citizens on the phone. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered during the Ram 4th of July sales event. Now finance and get a starting MSRP of $27,240 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive dependability. And right now, finance and get a starting MSRP of $27,240 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Hurry to the Ram 4th of July sales event today. MSRP based on Ram 1500 Tradesman model with MSRP of $32,740. Excludes tax, title, registration, and license fees. Manufacturer's total cash allowance is $5,500. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Not compatible with lease offers. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/5/18.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer installed tint fails, Call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
It's a question no one likes to think about. What will I do if cancer affects my family? The staff at Southern Cancer Center has been helping families answer this question for over a decade. I'm Dr. Curry McAvoy. Let us help. Southern Cancer Center has the latest treatments available, including access to cutting-edge clinical trials. We offer patient education and family support. We believe that together we can beat this and navigate you from patient to survivor. Learn more about our practice. Visit SouthernCancerCenter.com.
In Annapolis, Maryland, suspected gunman Jared W. Ramos has been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder in yesterday's mass shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper. Correspondent Renee Marsh reports the killings did not stop the Gazette from publishing.
We actually have the morning paper this morning, and the 5 victims are on the front page. These journalists working in the midst of this tragedy.
Ramos is due in court in about 3 hours. Well, tempers were short as GOP Congressman Jim Jordan pushed Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein in hearings yesterday, accusing him of hiding documents in the Russia investigation, documents demanded by Congress.
It's redacted.
I am the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, okay? I'm not the person doing the redacting.
You're the boss, Mr. Rosenstein.
That's correct. And my job is to make sure that we respond to your concerns. We have, sir.
Say goodbye to Toys R Us, the 70-year-old company shutting down all 740 stores today. 30,000 jobs gone. I'm Evan Haney.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve has given the okay to 32 of the 35 biggest banks in the U.S. to raise their dividends and buy back shares, judging their financial foundation sturdy enough to withstand a major economic downturn. Announcing the results of the second round of its annual stress tests, the Fed also approved the plans of Wall Street powerhouses Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, but on the condition they keep their total dividend payouts and stock buybacks at current levels. The U.S. operations of Deutsche Bank failed the test due to material weaknesses in capital planning. Gas Buddy says prices at the pump on Independence Day are likely to reach four-year highs, hitting an average of $2.90 a gallon. Last time gas prices were this high was 2014, when drivers paid about $3.66 a gallon. Energy costs are on the rise this year as crude futures have risen to the highest level since 2014, sparking concerns that more expensive gasoline could dent economic growth and consumer spending. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now, weather with
with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Sean.
All right, yesterday, a couple things that were, well, some things that were ordinary, some things that were out of the ordinary. First of all, hot, like you told us it was going to get. But gosh, I looked at it wasn't an airport reading, but it was in my truck, and it was 100 degrees without the heat index.
Yeah, well, it got to 95 officially yesterday, and the heat index at the airport reached 106. Brooklyn had a high of 96 degrees and had a heat index of 113.
It was bad.
It was brutal.
Okay, people are looking for a break from this. My goodness.
Well, we are going to get a break somewhat, although the humidity will stay around. We're going to see more in the way of thunderstorms, especially over the weekend and on into early next week. In fact, it'll even start today with a very good chance for thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Temperatures today looks like a high of about 92, perhaps 93 degrees. But with all the moisture in the air, it's going to produce a heat index of around 106 for today. But again, a good chance for thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Tonight it tapers off, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. But then over the weekend, we have a low-pressure area over northern Florida, and it's going to slowly move westward along the panhandle, and that's going to increase the shower and thunderstorm activity along the Gulf Coast. So for Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms. We're still going to get up around 90 to 92 degrees, and that'll produce a very high heat index, 107 or 108 tomorrow afternoon. Sunday, again, mostly cloudy and a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms and a high around 90 degrees. Monday and Tuesday, that low-pressure area still will be moving westward along the Gulf Coast. And so Monday and Tuesday, the high will be in the upper 80s with numerous showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday, things improve, partly cloudy with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high around 90. And then Thursday, about the same with a few scattered thunderstorms and again a high around 90 to 92 degrees. So looking reasonable anyway for Wednesday for the 4th of July, but in the meantime, we've got quite a bit of rainfall headed our way in the form of those showers and thunderstorms.
All right, you're talking about these thunderstorms. I want to ask you about the thunderstorms from yesterday. I thought this was stood out to me as looking different on radar than what I'm used to this time of year as the storms came from the north, and it was like a whole big front line of them.
Well, it started out way up in the Midwest as a big cluster of thunderstorms moving through the Midwest and then across Kentucky into Tennessee and then moved into Alabama late in the day and headed to, because of the upper air winds, which were from the north, it continued to head toward the Gulf Coast. As it moved down through Alabama in the early evening, it began to dissipate. But by that time, it had produced pretty much a line, a very well-defined line of storms and showers, and then that moved into our area. The airport only had a trace of rain. Some areas picked up a little bit of rain here in Mobile and Baldwin County, but it had decreased quite a bit by the time it reached the coast and then moved offshore. That occasionally happens during the summer when you get a big high-pressure area over the middle of the nation, and these clusters of thunderstorms will track right down into Alabama from the north.
And what is, without getting, I mean, keeping it in language I can understand, are they being pushed or pulled? You know, looking at those lines, I mean, they're traveling at such speed, it almost is reminiscent of like a front coming in from the west, but in this case, it's coming in from the north and the east.
Yeah, it's the upper atmosphere is, of course, going to be the steering current. And as these storms build up, and then they will follow that path and pick up speed. And then the thunderstorms will produce additional thunderstorms ahead of them because of the cool air that spreads out ahead of the storms. And that lifts the air, producing more storms. And eventually it looks like a weather front, which we saw on radar last night. And that's the outflow from the thunderstorms as they move down through Alabama and then, of course, reach the coast.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, thank you for the explainer on that. That really, I mean, seriously, I've been wondering, so thank you.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Check back with him next hour for the weekend weather scale. 640, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pit Stop Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Todd Akers Drive between Cuyman Road and Jackson Lane. They've got a single car accident without injuries. Fire department and local police department on the scene. No delays so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're traveling northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, it's been a great start to the morning so far. Cart Doctors moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A and 1 mile on the left with new and used golf carts from Yamaha and all the other brands, electric or gas, and they service all the carts that they sell as well. It's Cart Doctor, 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
642 FM Talk 106.5. Dalton was just describing a picture to me. You saw this, which, by the way, today is, I guess, this is really the closing day, the shutting it all down for Toys R Us?
Yeah, I guess so. All those closing soon signs coming down because they'll actually be closed. Yeah. Or actually, how that works for most places, they'll leave that sign up for many, many months after the store's closed
down.
It'll
be there till it's like threadbare and you know, sun-baked and dry-rotted.
But a sad picture, well, depending on who you are, wasn't sad for me, but a sad picture yesterday on Twitter of Jeffrey the Giraffe standing in an empty Toys R Us, or a Babies R Us store, one of the two, with a bag of luggage and waving to the camera like he's saying goodbye to Toys R Us for the last time.
Oh, man. I'm hopefully my children don't see that picture. They've asked a little bit about it, but it's one of those things like parents, like we try to shelter our children mm-hmm. from. The kids have asked them, what about the... No, there's nothing to see there, children.
Yep,
nothing. Nope. Everything's fine.
You just steer them over to the computer and pull up Amazon, I guess.
That's right. Well, I don't want to have that discussion with you right now. It's too tough. It's too soon. Too soon there. So, I'm about to post this on Twitter. Just a question out there. Do you think there's any significance to the fact that April the Giraffe gained viral internet fame, right? And really just days after that viral internet fame, we heard about this downfall of Jeffrey the Giraffe in Toys R Us.
That is a very interesting theory. Hmm? I see a conspiracy coming along.
There's only room for one giraffe, and that giraffe's name is April.
April. Jeffrey's headed to a farm in Tennessee.
Bye, Jeffrey. Hey, by the way, speaking of new things coming, this is on the flip side. This is not closing. This is opening. Our buddies, the Bannis family, that have Cottage Hill Package. We talk about the great events at Cottage Hill Package, great selection there at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. Well, they've now opening their new venture, probably within the next week and a half, and it is Havana Ray's Cigar Shop and Lounge. It is the bar and lounge that I've said somebody should open here for the longest time, with that great... selection of cigars they have, great spirits they have, and that great Cuban flair that mm-hmm. I love so much. It's located where they're opening is at the corner of Airport and Morgan. So Cottage Hill Package, still at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. The Havana Ray's Cigar Shop and Lounge, corner of Airport and Morgan. Havana Ray's Cigar Shop and Lounge, named after their father, the patriarch, Ray. And he started it all 44 years ago here in Mobile. Havana Ray's will offer only premium spirits, wines, and beers with the same great customer service you've grown to love at Cottage Hill Package and in the new location for downtowners, midtowners, so you have something close by. Just a few weeks away from opening Havana Ray's Cigar Shop and Lounge in Midtown. Believe me, I will see you there. 6:45, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Safety is the priority and was the deciding factor for Representative Maxine Waters, a Democrat from California, to cancel her trip to Alabama. She was scheduled to speak in Birmingham today at the National Organization of Black Elected Legislative Women's annual legislative conference. She says she canceled because of a, quote, very serious death threat. She also canceled events in Texas for the very same reason. She says that after President Donald Trump posted on Twitter that she was, quote, an extraordinarily low IQ person and to be careful what you wish for on Monday on Twitter, Waters says that after that tweet, even more individuals are leaving threatening messages and sending hostile mail to my office. Now, for her part, Waters has seen pushback from both sides after she encouraged demonstrators at an immigration rally to harass cabinet officials within the Trump administration wherever they go as this debate continues across our nation regarding the immigration policy. She says that Capitol Police are now investigating several other threats in which people have vowed to, quote, shoot, lynch, or cause me serious bodily harm. Her statement was made in response to President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy, which has led to the separation of thousands of children from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. Former Alabama House Majority Leader Mickey Hammond is a free man. He was released Wednesday from federal prison. The Federal Bureau of Prisons says that Hammond was released after serving a 90-day sentence for mail fraud. The Republican from Decatur pleaded guilty last year to using campaign funds for personal expenses. He served in the legislature from 2002 until being removed from his job last year after pleading guilty to the felony charge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio, and you're always keeping abreast of what's brand new, and you're offering it to us right here in Mobile and Baldwin County's liquid aeration. Tell me about this.
We're using a couple of different products, liquid aeration and liquid organics, and we've been experimenting with it for a few years, some of it on your yard, some of it on mine.
Yep.
It's just some products that we're really happy with the results. We really think it's going to be beneficial to your lawn and most lawns around here. And liquid aeration simply just clumps fine soil particles together, creating microchannels for water, air, and roots to work within. It also creates little pockets for beneficial bacteria to populate. And then we throw in liquid organics, and it's like beneficial bacteria, like you would eat yogurt. It essentially is that for your soil.
So you're making healthier soil to make healthier grass.
Yeah, building better grass from the ground up.
That's what they do at Sexton Lawn and Landscape. So somebody wants to get this done at their place, how do they get in touch with you?
Find us online, sextonlandscapes.com. We're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or just give us a call, 626-3309.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager is in jail in Mobile charged with murder. 17-year-old Jaden Little's mother turned him in to police after driving him to the police station last night. Mobile police say Little shot and killed Richard Mose in a car on Mohawk Street Sunday night. Investigators believe Little and Mose knew each other. Mobile police are cracking down on the homeless hanging out in downtown Mobile. At least six arrests on Thursday's jail log involved the homeless with charges including public intoxication, indecent exposure, and trespassing. The city tells News 5 the effort follows the brutal daytime attack of a woman in a parking garage at the RSA Tower.
You know, a lot of people want to be able to walk down the sidewalk without being harassed.
And Public Safety Director James Barber, some people we spoke with say there is a need for more programs to help the homeless. Someone is calling people pretending to be with the Saraland Police Department saying they have outstanding warrants and must have a payment to avoid arrest. Police say, in this case, the caller ID shows the actual number of the Saraland Police Department. Police say no one with the department or Saraland Municipal Court will call citizens on the phone. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
And my friend Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators in studio. And we're talking about bugs, as always. You're not talking about bugs, but one of the bugs that dominates most conversations for folks here is that of termites. And that's a big deal for us down here.
Yeah, the Formosan swarm, it definitely gets people's attention. You know, it's always, like I said, around Mother's Day. We're getting to that tail end of it, but we're still getting calls with people seeing them still.
How do y'all tackle that? How do y'all, when you come out and you set up a program to keep the termites out, how do y'all do that?
Well, you know, it's tough to keep that swarm out, because it's going to come through 1/64 of an inch. So the swarmers can get in the house. It's just a matter of how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them to actually determine whether you're having a problem.
Okay, so just because I saw some out by the streetlight doesn't mean I have them.
That does not. That just means they're somewhere nearby and they're swarming out. You know, if you call me and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub, or there's thousands of them in my kitchen or in a particular room, then that would lead to a potential problem, and we'll definitely need to get on that one sooner than later.
All right, if we want to get y'all to come out and check it out, tell us how to get in touch.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
10 minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Oregon State Beavers won the 2018 College World Series on Thursday with a 5-0 shutout win over Arkansas.
The Beavers are on top of the college baseball world again.
Oregon State won two games in a row on Wednesday and Thursday after they lost the first game of the three-game series. Now, Arkansas, they had a chance to go ahead and clinch the series on Wednesday night. Foul ball hit to the right side of first base, and you had three Razorbacks surround that ball. It was the ninth inning. Razorbacks were up by one run, and they had Oregon State with two outs. All they needed was to catch this ball. Nobody called for it, and it dropped to the ground. Oregon State would go on to win that game Wednesday, and then last night win on a 5-0 shutout to get them their third national championship in school history.
Hey, not only did the Razorbacks fail themselves, they failed the SEC.
Yes.
I'm just starting trouble. The SEC
is so dominant in college baseball. We always talk about how many teams they push into the College World Series. And this year, they could have had a lot more, but all the SEC teams had to play each other before going into the College World Series.
Cannibalize each other. So, you know, I mean, I want to say suey, but come on, y'all, call the ball.
Just call it, Arkansas. Freshman pitcher Kevin Abel threw a complete game shutout for the Beavers, allowing only two hits while striking out 10.
I can't believe I went nine innings. I've never done that on this stage or at all in college, and that was phenomenal. I was just bracing for impact, that's for sure.
Oregon State catcher Adley Rutschman had three hits at the plate, setting the all-time College World Series record with 17 hits in the CWS championship win. Like I said earlier, Oregon State's third in school history. Arkansas' season ends with a record of 48-21. It was the second time in school history that the Hogs played for the title, and for the second time, they come up short. The Mobile Bay Bears opened up a six-game away series against Biloxi with a 9-4 win on Thursday night. The Shuckers struck first, scoring four runs in the second inning, but from then on, it was all Mobile. Bay Bears catcher Jack Kruger had three hits and four RBI, including a two-run homer in the fifth inning. Tonight, Mobile and Biloxi play game two of the series. First pitch is set for 6:35. The NFL officially suspended Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston on Thursday for the first three games of the season. The NFL said its investigation found the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback inappropriately touched a female Uber driver in March of 2016 in Scottsdale, Arizona. Winston was never arrested or criminally charged in the case. Along with the three-game suspension, the NFL stated that the 24-year-old Alabama native is, quote, required to obtain a clinical evaluation and fully cooperate in any recommended program of therapeutic intervention. He was also informed further violations could lead to more substantial discipline, including a potential ban from the NFL. Winston issued a statement Thursday apologizing to the female Uber driver, announcing that he has eliminated alcohol from his life and accepting the NFL's suspension. On the PGA Tour, Andrew Landry and J.J. Spahn tied for the lead following round one of the Quicken Loans National. Both players shot 7-under par. Billy Horschel and Andrew Putnam each shot 6-under par. They're tied for third. Tiger Woods started his day with a double bogey on the sixth hole, but he made birdies on 14 and 16 to finish at even par, tied in 48th place. Ricky Fowler joined Woods there at even par. He finishes his round with two birdies and two bogeys. 6:54 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.